I often get asked the question of sending mail and packages on Erev Shabbos, overnighting packages on Erev Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Is one allowed to put a letter in the mailbox, give it to a postal worker? Could you send deliveries Erev Shabbos? So the question is one of a mil akam, that we know there's a halacha. You can't tell non-Jews to do halacha for you on Shabbos. And there are three different reasons brought down in the post, given the Rishonim. But one of the ones that concern us right now is shlichus, that the non-Jew is doing shliach on your behalf. And even though you may have told him from Erev Shabbos, he's still working for you on Shabbos. But if somehow there's a way that the non-Jew, the Nachri, is working for himself, you might be getting benefit from your mail being delivered. But if he's working for himself, his job, he's getting paid a certain amount of money, so that may be viewed as if he's working for himself, in which case it would be permitted. So what's halacha when you give a letter to the mailman? Is he working to fulfill your obligation, or he's got a job? He's get paid for the job, and it's a set price, in which case it won't be considered shlichus. So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yotes Amud Aleph talks about the case of sending a letter on different days of the week, whereby he's going to be traveling on Shabbos on your behalf. So the Gemara distinguishes whether you have a set price or not. If there's a set price, so then the halacha is he's working for the money. If there's no set price, then he's really fulfilling your shlichus. But in the end of the day, you owe him some money after he's completed his job. A difference between whether there's a set mailman or not set mailman, different permutations. But after all the dust has settled, so Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Reish Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, that it's allowed to, as long as you have enough time to get to the city, it's permitted to send the delivery, if you could get to the location of it. And if there's a set price, then you could drop it off even right before Shabbos. So again, if there is no set price, so then you're allowed to send, but there's a set worker, so then you're allowed to send it if there's enough time for him to get to wherever you're sending it to. But if there's a person who's getting a set price for it, so then the halacha is that you are allowed to send it, even drop it off mamish seconds before Shabbos begins. So what does that mean for us? What's that translate into our postal service? So Aruch HaShulchan writes all the way at the end of Simon Reish Mem Zayin in Sif Yudalev, he says our postal service is the equivalent of having a set delivery boy and having a set price, and all the heterim apply. It's a davar pashut, he writes, and this is the agreement of all the poskim, that one is allowed to drop off letters in the mailbox, in the postal service, packages, as long as it's before Shkia, allowed to drop them off seconds before. Now, a big question happens, not very common in America, but what if you know that the mailman is Jewish? Is that going to be a problem? So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about this, Rav Moshe talks about this, in Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Vav. And he writes that if there are rove of the mailmen are Jewish, so then you certainly can't, because it's worse than a problem of a mila akum. It's mamish lifnei iver, and therefore in places like in Eretz Yisrael, where I assume that the mailmen are Jewish for the most part, so Rav Moshe writes it would be a problem. But let's say it's a miut. Let's say there's a miut. Some of the workers are Jewish, not religious, but some of them are Jewish, not all of them. So then Rav Moshe says, if there's a significant miut, so what's called a miut shematzoi, a significant percentage where we would acknowledge it, even though it's less than 50%, without giving the numbers exactly, 20%, 25%, but there's a significant minority of Jews, so then one would not be allowed to, because it's lifnei iver, yishvi machmir, not to give it to them, even though it's not going to be vadai, that if you know for sure your mailman is Jewish, then there's no question. But let's say you send it in the mailbox, you have no idea who's picking them up, sometimes it's a Jew, sometimes it's a non-Jew, so even if it's rove cases, rove mailmen are not Jewish, still Moshe thinks one should be machmir and not give it, not drop it off on Erev Shabbos, because they're going to be traveling on Shabbos itself. But he acknowledges, if it's a meat she'ena matzah, it's very, very unlikely. There's one, two, three mailmen in the whole postal service in your area, so then it's very unlikely, again, what's called meat she'ena matzah, so then there is no concern, and you are allowed to drop off the mail and packages mamish Erev Shabbos. But what about an overnight delivery? So when you drop off mail, so then you know it takes a couple of days to get there, but you don't really care that it gets there on Shabbos, even though they might be traveling on Shabbos, that's not your concern. You haven't told them to do that. But let's say a situation whereby you are going to want to send overnight package, where you know you have to have it delivered on Shabbos, and you direct them that you want it to be delivered on Shabbos itself, so is that going to be permitted? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, even in situations where it's permitted to send mail and packages, you cannot specify that you want it delivered on Shabbos, because then that's, again, That's you telling them, I want you to do work for me on Shabbos itself, and that's a violation of Amir La'akum. So you cannot send overnight packages. The Shabbos similarly says one cannot say, I want to deliver it on Sunday or Monday, because let's say the only way for to get there to California on Sunday from New York is if they travel on Shabbos. That's also a roundabout way of saying, I want you to travel on Shabbos. So any way where you directly tell them to do work for you on Shabbos, an overnight package, so then that would be a problem of Mir La'akum. So it would appear that overnight packages would be usur on Erev Shabbos to deliver them. So the Minchas Yitzchak, however, writes in Chelek Vav, Simon Yud Ches, that in the case of a Tzarech Gadol, you can send an overnight package based on a Shvus Yaakov. The Mishnah Berurah writes this as well, at the end of Simon Reish Mem Zayin, that again, you're allowed to send it if a Tzarech Gadol overnight packages. What's a Shvus Yaakov? What's the basis? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shvus Yaakov explains, that there's a concept of Amira L'Amira B'Tzarech Gadol. Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Tzarech Gadol. You can look in Shulchan Aruch Shin Zayin Sif Yudalad, the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Chav Dalad. They talk about the concept of Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Tzarech Gadol. That one Shvus to another Shvus. So it's also Amira L'Amira. By me telling one non-Jew to tell another non-Jew, that's a Shvus to Shvus. Normally it would be Aser, but B'Makom Tzarech Gadol, you can rely on this. So when you go to the postal office, and you say, I want this mail delivered, I want this package delivered overnight, so you're telling the worker behind the counter. Now, he's not the one who's doing it, but he's telling his other mailman he's going to be the one delivering it. That's Amira Amira. That's already one step removed. So normally, Amira Lamira, even that would be Asr, but B'makom Tzarech Gadol, as the Mishnah Berurah writes in a couple of places, in the Shvus Yaakov, and the Shvus Minchas Yitzchak, so B'makom Tzarech Gadol, there's going to be a big loss or some other great need, so then Amira Lamira would be permitted. So again, typically speaking, one would not be allowed to send overnight packages or deliveries unless there's a makom Tzarech Gadol. When it comes to just regular delivering of packages or regular delivering of letters, so then you are allowed to drop it off even seconds before Shabbos, unless you know for sure, or at least there's a rove or mir hamatzoi of Jewish mailmen, in which case you wouldn't be able to send it on Erev Shabbos.